That Mom Donnie clip, man, you gonna cover it? Fuck yeah. I remember that. That shit gave my ass, my pasty white ass, the ick. That was really bad. He's gotta toughen the fuck up.
Lighters kind of rhetoric before she took that job, and do you think that type of rhetoric is acceptable about him?
I think that that rhetoric is patently unacceptable. I think it's reprehensible. And as is common for freelance illustrators, the First Lady was commissioned to.
Okay, the accusation here is that his wife was not aware of anti-Israel posts, like calling some Israeli citizens parasites. Okay. From an author she illustrated an essay for. So, hey, Mr. Mamdani, beloved mayor of New York, your wife illustrated a cover for a person who made posts calling some Israelis parasites. Okay.
To illustrate an excerpt of a book by a third party. She's never engaged with or met with the author, nor had she seen the tweets that you're referring to. And we stand in our administration, and I can tell you our administration, which is separate from the First Lady, as she doesn't have a role within it, against bigotry of all forms. And we do so unflinchingly because every single New Yorker deserves a place that they can call home without having to be wary of being their full self when they do so.
These people are deranged. They don't want apologies or accountability. They just want to drag you down. If you make apologies, they'll learn this tactic works, and they'll keep going after you. Like, you can't let them keep attacking your wife and then be like, well, my wife's statements do not reflect my own. Like, you can't do that. Why is Mamdani being so intentionally extra condemning Jewish hate crimes? Well, you should always condemn hate crimes, but, like, obviously he's trying to fight back against the fears that some people have that he's some kind of, like, radical Islamist mayor. The thing is, though, Zoran is already really, really popular, you know? He's got a lot of charisma. I know he has ways of playing down these accusations without conceding the point, you know? Like, he doesn't need to do this, well, I disavow, whatever. Did he say that, though? I didn't hear him condemn his wife. I think that there's an implicit condemnation in the rhetoric from the author is reprehensible, and my views are not my wife's, and she wasn't necessarily aware. You're making excuses, you're making apologies, you're engaging with the argument. I don't think he should engage at all. I think he should be like, you go ask her, fuck off. I don't really think he's throwing her under the bus. I just think he needs to take a more derisive attitude to these people, because they will literally never be satisfied. They will always be like this. You know, support for Israel is only declining. Hatred towards Israel is increasing. He needs to play with this growing trend. You know, he needs to engage with it, and he needs to take advantage of it, because Israel is the enemy of, you know, all who live and breathe. It's the enemy of America, and its agents and its sycophants will always seek to undermine him. You can't give them credence. You got to double down. Should have Will Smith it? Should have smacked them? I think on this issue is trying to maintain trust with local Jewish groups. The problem is that a lot of Jewish groups, like synagogues or community organizations, are run by hardline Zionists that have direct ties to Israel, because Israel has spent decades making a concerted effort to, like, draw connections. It's totally unlike, like, Christians, for example. There's no equivalent for this in Christianity, you know? I guess the closest thing you might have is to the formal structure of the Catholic Church, but even then, that doesn't really rope in, like, every single... It's kind of... Israel has made an effort to convince the Jews in America, I mean, everywhere, but especially America, right, that they are directly dependent on the success of the State of Israel in order to live a long, safe, prosperous life, you know? And as a consequence, due to external meddling and a lot of, like, internal pressure, many of these Jewish community orgs are just hopelessly Zionist, which means that they're run by ethno-supremacists, right-wingers, and hardline traditionalists. These people will never stop. The most that you can do, in my opinion, is just be a cool-ass mayor, be a chill guy, and just win the support of as many people as possible. But if you keep kowtowing to these guys, like, genuinely kowtowing to, Zionist, Israel-affiliated Jewish community leaders, it'd be like kowtowing to hardline Islamists, right? Like, why? You know? Israel sabotaged anti-Zionist Jewish groups for decades? Yep, yeah, absolutely. how Israel quietly crushed early American Jewish descent on Palestine. It's been going on for a long time, all part of the, you know, long-term supremacist plan. But most Jews in New York support Mamdani. So I don't think this is like a real demographic like standoff or anything. I think what it is like you have to recognize there will always be these people who can adopt the mantle of like concerned Jew or concerned Jewish leader or whatever as a way of attacking Mamdani disingenuously. And you have to have a better response to that than to constantly legitimize it. That's all. Most Jews in New York do not support Mamdani. No, I don't think that's true. I think that now they do. Like there was more of a preference towards Cuomo initially, but most Jews in America are liberal, even if there is a shift. Young ones do? A lot of young ones do. Most young Jewish Americans are not Zionist, you know? At least that's my understanding. Liberal Zionism's a lot better than far-right Zionism. That's true, but unfortunately, Zionism still comes for you. Like, Daniel Biss is a liberal Zionist, but he's still like, it should be illegal to criticize Israel. We should all bend the knee to Israel. America should throw its, you know, back out, like, bending over to, you know, meet Israel's national interests. So, unfortunately, like, when it takes power and takes root, there is no liberal Zionism. Only 33% of Jews support Mamdani. I'm talking about current approval ratings, not who they voted for. The people attacking Mamdani are all evil anyway. No, I know. And that's why you have to call them out. That's why he has to not give them credit. New for me is Iran Mamdani's wife, Rama Duwaji, provided illustrations for a book compiled by Susan Abulhawa, who has called Jews rootless parasites, cockroaches, rabid demons. Wow, John Levine, you sound like a really honest person who's really concerned about bigotry. What happens if I hit the back button? My closing message to voters is that Israel should have bombed more hospitals and the famine was a hoax. Thank you. From November 4th, 2025. Wouldn't really trust this guy's perspective. He's Adolf Hitler. He actively supports genocide. Every single time, yeah. Least fanatical Israeli. Well, at any rate. Dude, look at his fucking Twitter page. He retweeted the Eye of Sauron and then the Atlantic article on, again, Mamdani's wife. Duwaji drew lead illustration for essay by Susan, who described Israeli Jews as rootless soulless ghouls. Whoa, hold on a second. Israeli Jews as rootless soulless ghouls. I thought this guy said that she called Jews rootless parasites. Interesting how many different perspectives there are in what she said in the essay with text that you could just read and quote. He's using quotation marks, but this article from The Atlantic is also using quotation marks, and they're quoting something different. Large blocks of my Free Beacon reporting on Mamdani and his wife in this Atlantic story. Wow. Wow. Supporting the war in Iran. More gloating over the relationship between his Free Beacon article and the public pressure that this guy is literally like the main orchestrator of the harassment that Mamdani's wife is getting right now. This is why Mamdani cannot cede ground to these people. This guy lost. Mamdani won. Mamdani should be like, stay mad. Go ask my wife. I'm busy working on the great city of New York. Free Beacon, covering the enemies of freedom the way the mainstream media won't. Morning Beacon newsletter sign-up. The prestigious honors colleges at Arizona's largest public universities require students to take seminars loaded with racially divisive, anti-capitalist, and anti-Israel reading materials. You must never criticize Israel. You must never even hear of criticisms of Israel. It should be illegal to criticize Israel. New, University of California, Berkeley allows its Student for Justice in Palestine chapter to display a Hamas propaganda symbol, an inverted red triangle used widely in videos to mark Israeli targets. Just that's all they care about. They just want to make you a slave to that state. If we want freedom and democracy to persist in this country, removing these people from power is as essential as treating the Republican Party as a terrorist organization. Like, they will literally not stop. Until the whole world is sacrificed to their ambitions. They are unbelievably evil. Which would you trust more, GOP or Hezbollah? Hezbollah, easily. If he said, go ask my wife, the point is that he should indicate that this conversation is beneath him. Like, pithy quabbling over, like, well, your wife liked to tweet from a person who liked to tweet from a person who liked to tweet from a... The point is to indicate that this is beneath him. He's the mayor of New York City. It's beneath his time. You're supposed to... You have to brush them off. True Vosh, I imagine he'll do that if they don't drop it. I hope so. But based on what we've seen from Bernie Sanders and AOC, it kind of seems like right now the general trend is that progressives get elected and then they bend the knee to Israel too. They might bend the knee a little bit less obviously, but they still follow the underlying pattern, which is they start out with criticisms and then the criticisms kind of wean away until they're milquetoast and rarely expressed. 35 favorable to 58 unfavorable for Mamdani by New York State Jews. Fuck them. Damn sucks. You don't like Mamdani because you're an ethno-nationalist and Jewish supremacist? That sucks, dog. Sucks for you. Sorry. Oops. Damn. Go vote Republican or something. Go vote for the party that's like every single person in the party under 40 is an actual neo-Nazi. Go have fun. Yeah. Vote blue no matter who, you piece of shit